It's always exciting to be here under any circumstance, but then to be amongst my fellow messengers of peace, to be able to share with each other of our ideas, of our work, of our mission, our sense of service to the United Nations. It just strengthens our commitment to, particularly to the SDGs, and further than that, you know, more than just SDGs, but in so many different ways that we would like to advocate for peace. Peace not just being physical, but also a state of being and emotional. So I think it is very, very important for us to be able to come on a symbolic day like the International Peace Day, make our presence, but also to really, really affirm to ourselves that we're doing this together.
What worries you most about the future that especially young people are facing today? I mean, it's a very uncertain world, isn't it?
I think that today we have so many opportunities to make our world a better place, and yet for various reasons that we're not always made aware of these opportunities, or that we are not quite certain of how to access these opportunities that are out there. In its own way is the question of access, making opportunities available for young people to participate in bringing peace to our world. My worries may not be as eloquently expressed as some of the world leaders, but my passion for bringing awareness to the peace that we all seek to achieve, it's very, very heartfelt.
How do we make sustainable development in the agenda, which can seem a bit abstract, a reality to especially young people, obviously, who are going to be the ones who will benefit the most from us achieving these goals by 2030?
The sustainable goals are, once you're actively working, collaborating with others towards these goals, they become very immediate, actually. You see in so many different ways how relevant they are to the everyday, actually, not just for, you know, creating goodwill for things happening in faraway communities.
Is there enough emphasis on the power of music to bring people together in places like the United Nations headquarters?
I think, you know, music has no boundaries. It actually promotes peace of mind. There's so much with the emotional health of the listeners and of the people. In that way, I see quite a lot of parallelism with the United Nations and its work. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't keep its effect only for certain populations. It's only, again, the question of access, where, you know, people could hear it, or people are in situations that they can't hear it. But when they do hear it, actually, it affects everyone. It's something that we all have living inside ourselves. It's not something that's outside that we incorporate into our lives. Everything that we do with the arts come out of inside. In its own way, it's extremely powerful, because it's not something we're told, but it's something that we innately have and can share.